isn't Brenda Beth. Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Jody Valentino is playing that song.
Live on your computer and various other places, Beggy Goody Productions, Alan Firestorm Productions presents another episode of The Josie Show. Tonight, Josie celebrates her 250th episode with live guests Jimmy Miles, Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones, and Adley Stump. I'm Alan Firestorm along with Tina Passantino and Peanut the Squirrel. And now, because she probably wouldn't be doing this if we didn't name the show after her, Josie Passantino.
Hey, Josie, it's Peanut. I just wanted to say happy birthday. It's not every day that somebody gets to be 250 years old, so happy birthday. Woohoo, it's your birthday. Going to party. It's your birthday. You're going to party.
The hanging up is, like, perfect. Like, it really adds something to it, like an extra spice. I really like that. And my phone just, like, fell off the table, if you heard that. We are breaking all of our equipment today, trying to work through these technical difficulties, but we're doing it. I'm very proud of ourselves. I'm very proud of ourselves here. So I just want to thank all of you so much for tuning into the Josie Show again tonight. We are very, very excited to have all of you joining us because we have a very, very incredible show tonight. I am super excited. We have three guests on tonight, so it is going to be back to back to back. And I'm just super, super excited. We're going to play music. It's going to be a good old time. This is our 250th episode, so, I mean, it's going to be incredible. So I am so ready. So how about we bring on our first guest, because I believe he is here. So let's do it. Everyone, please welcome to the show our very first guest, Jimmy Miles. Yes. Hello.
How you doing, Jess?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Thank you so much for coming on the Josie Show on my 250th episode. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I'm glad it is your 250th.
Good. I'm glad. It's very exciting. I get to play your songs tonight and chat a little bit. And I feel like the first question that we really should ask is how you found your passion for music. When did this all start for you?
Well, I really don't ever remember not being in it.
Right.
My dad played when I was a kid. I growed up around it, in it. And I've got a kid in my band that's grown up around it and in it. He's the same way. He don't ever remember not being around music, especially country mm-hmm. music.
Right. Exactly. So it pretty much followed you and chose you at this point. Right.
That's right.
Very. Mm-hmm. I like that. It was passed down. It pretty much was passed down, from generation to generation. I read a little bit in your bio, and it's really, really neat. And can you tell us a little bit about who you consider one of your musical heroes? Who did you really grow up on and still listen to?
Probably my biggest hero in all types of music, any kind of music, and as a man, Waylon Jennings, not just in music, just as a man, mm-hmm. too. Waylon Jennings is probably my biggest hero.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I love that. And, I wanted to also mention here that you've just recently finished up your Country Born American Made tour. Can you share with us some of your great highlights on this tour? Wow.
All of them was highlights. We love playing live. I mean, we love doing the studio thing, the radio thing, the album thing, but we love playing live. So really every place we played was a highlight. But, of course, mm-hmm. it ended at a great place. We played at Waylon Fest in Whiteface, Texas. It's put on every year by Waylon's brother. We played there. That was the last day of the tour. And I won mm-hmm. a Telecaster guitar covered in leather just like Waylon's that I bought Chances on for the Make-A-Wish Foundation and brought that home to Alabama with me.
No. beautiful. Wow, that's amazing. Well, it sounds like you had a very eventful and successful tour. You've done a lot. That's really great. I love that. Yeah.
We played in a lot of states, a lot of towns, different town every night.
Wow. So you had to keep moving. There was really no time to sleep at that point.
That's about right.
Right. It was constantly moving for you. And your song, Country Born American Made, it is so, so great. And I know you have a story surrounding this song. So can you tell us a little bit of the story?
Well, it almost speaks for itself, but it was actually, the song was actually written by the man that owned Mid-South Music Records, which I'm with. And he had passed away and didn't finish the song, and they finished it. They sent it to me and a boy in the band finished it. And it was kind of a theme for Mark Muller from the TV show God, Guns, and Automobiles. So I knew right where he was coming from because I grew up with God, Guns, and Automobiles. So it was pretty easy to write. Finished writing the song, and we just finished filming for the video. It's going to be released tomorrow. Mark Muller from the TV show is in the video. I hadn't seen the video, so I can't tell you how good it is, but I'm anxious to see it myself.
Right. So it'll be the first time that you're seeing it, just, you know, the same as us. It's just going to be a surprise for you as well. That's cool, though. That's really cool. I'm very, very excited to see the official music video for this song. And like you said, it'll all be released tomorrow, Saturday, August 9th. So everyone will get their be able to check it out and see how you do.
That's going to be available on iTunes, Amazon, everywhere in the world tomorrow. So
perfect.
Hope everybody wants a copy of it.
And
the video will also be available on DVD along with another video we did and some outtakes from videos. All that will be available, too, after tomorrow.
Perfect. And tomorrow we'll actually advertise all of that so people can, you know, find it, you know, find the direct pages and all that to find you on, the DVD, all that. We would love to advertise all that for you on our pages. Make sure everyone goes to the correct links. Easy, easy.
Thank you. Do I have to hunt? I have to hunt my own stuff sometimes.
Right. I hear you. I, you know, another thing I really wanted to mention, if I understand this correctly, you and your son, Destin, I hope I'm saying that right, will be in the book that Ben Felipe, I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not really good with names. But you guys are writing a title, We the People. Are there any details yet on this book about what it's, you know, when it's going to come out, We the People?
Yeah, it'll be out, I think, probably early this fall. It's written by Ben, and it's a book called We the People. It's about Americans and their right to keep and bear arms, and it's different Americans featuring pictures of different Americans, a lot of them pretty famous, high-profile Americans with their guns and what they feel about gun rights. And he was actually the producer of the TV show God, Guns, and Automobiles. It was based on a book he wrote called God, Guns, and Guts. That's what the book was called that show was based on.
Wow, that is very, very neat. Well, I definitely want to get my hands on that. Sounds interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, for sure. I'm definitely going to check that out. And, you know, you mentioned earlier how you do a wonderful event called the Waylon Fest. And I understand you are the only artist that has been asked to perform there like 3 times now. How much do you love that event? How much do you love it?
I love it, and I'm friends with most of Waylon's family, and I love them too. I mean, they love their brother, uncle, cousin, whatever Waylon is to them. I mean, it's pretty cool to spin around and hear somebody tell a brother story about Waylon instead of just a music story, and hear the growing up stories and all that stuff.
Right. Oh gosh, I could just imagine all of the stories that they have. You know, to tell
and me. We will be back there next year. It's not, the date's not set yet, but it'll be sometime around July the 12th, something around the same time it was this year. We're already booked to play there again next year.
Nice. So you're going to be the only artist there 4 times.
That's
cool.
Right. I'm going to go
awesome.
Every time they let me.
Yes. Well, of course. That's amazing. And I want to now talk about your music. Of course, we mentioned Country Born, American Made, and we have this song with us right now. And the best place to find it is probably, you know, iTunes and stuff, right? Can you give us a little hint where all that is? Yeah.
Be available about all the digital places. And then it will be on our album that we're doing the rest of this year. We're putting together an album, and that song will be on the album, too.
Perfect.
We'll probably be the title track of the album if that don't change between now and then, unless we come up with something that we just can't help but make the title track.
Right. Absolutely. Well, I love that, and I love the name, and it's such a great, great song, and I'm very, very pleased to have it here with us tonight. So how about we play it, Country Born, American Made, and we'll be right back. All right? I'm excited to play it. Here we go. Check it out, everybody. Country Born, American Made by Jimmy Miles.
Came straight from the heartland of the good old U.S. of A. Where God, guns, chrome, and steel, the American way. I worked hard for my dollar, and what I've got is mine. If you think that you can take it, you better heed my warning signs. 'Cause I'm country born, I'm American made. From a dusty, dirty back road to what you see today. If I seem a little proud, well, there's a reason I'm this way. I'm country born. I'm American made. Never gonna be easy, but God is on our side. He'll make sure we make it, but we gotta do what's right. If you'll just work twice as hard as the man right next to you, you'll end up with twice as much when your day is through. Well, I'm country born, I'm American made. From a dusty, dirty back road to what you see today. If I seem a little proud, there's a reason I'm this way. I'm country born. I'm American made. Well, I want you to know I paid my dues. I fed the lazy man. But I think that it's time we all take a stand. I'm country born, I'm American made. From a dusty, dirty back road to what you see today. If I seem a little proud, well, there's a reason I'm this way. I'm country born. I'm American made.
It. That was Country Born. I did. I really did. That was Country Born, American Made. Such a wonderful song. And thank you for letting us play that tonight. We really appreciate it. So good. It is. It's really great. I mean, it's a perfect song. I just absolutely love it. And I wanted to mention, because you've put out records with, like, Capitol Nashville and major, you know, records in the past, which is just awesome, but you're currently signed with Mid-South Music Records, and you also work with a guy we know very, very well, Charlie Wayne Felt, Talent and Promotion. Can you tell us about working with these two organizations? They're just fantastic.
Yes, ma'am. They're keeping me busy. Sometimes I don't know if I'm going left or right, but I like that. I like staying busy. I like having to call and wondering what I'm doing next.
Right.
We want to stay busy. Like I said, we love the live show part, and they're keeping us pretty busy with that. As a matter of fact, Charlie's got us booked on a UK tour November 2015, about a 10 or 12 show tour over there. That's something we've never done. We're looking forward to. And I would like to mention on that song, that was Destin, my 15-year-old son, on drums, and he also plays mandolin, banjo, guitar, bass, steel guitar.
Wow. That's incredible.
He's my biggest musical accomplishment is my son.
Yes. Oh, of course. Wow, music really flows through your family's, like, bloodlines or something. It's like, it just comes naturally. It's really great. Wow.
Yes, it really does. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing, amazing. Well, he sounded great on that. He really did. Wow.
Yeah, some of the other songs that's going to be on the album, he's going to play some lap steel, a little bit of mandolin, a little bit of banjo. He'll have several parts on the album before it's done.
Awesome. So we'll get to hear a little bit from him as well. Perfect.
Yeah, if I can just get him to sing, and he won't sing in front of people yet, and he can really sing good, but I wouldn't sing in front of people much when I was 15 either. I'd sing a whole lot in my bedroom, though.
Right, right. Oh, wow. Well, he'll definitely probably grow out of that one. He'll probably be singing in no time.
Mm-hmm. He will. I did. You can't get me to shut up now.
That's great. We're glad. We're glad, though, that you keep singing and rocking and for sure. He's definitely going to be singing in no time. He could do it.
Yeah, he will.
Yes, yes. And you mentioned the UK tour, of course, that you're going to be, that Charlie Weinfeld's talent and promotion, but also you're going to be at the Jimmy Van Zandt benefit concert. What can you tell us about that? Anything yet?
Well, it's going to be a two-day festival on Friday and Saturday, the 19th and 20th of September. We're playing on the 20th. There's going to be a lot of good bands there, though, not just us,
mm-hmm.
but
right.
It's for a really good cause. Jimmy Van Zandt's cousin to Ronnie, Donnie, Johnny, the whole Van Zandt family, which is another big musical family, big Southern rock and rollers, and honky-tonk music that we play fits right in there because they were Lynyrd Skynyrd, Donnie Van Zandt, all those was a big influence on my playing, my writing, and what we play in the honky-tonks every night.
Mm-hmm.
And we're proud to get part of what they got going on. Jimmy's been diagnosed with a liver cancer, and they're raising money to help him a liver transplant, and we hope we do a good job and raise him a lot of money and he gets the help he needs.
Yes, that's the most important part, for sure.
That's right. That's what it's all for.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. And just hearing the list of talent that's going to be there, you're in great company, for sure, and it's going to be great. Absolutely.
Yeah, we're looking forward to being a spectator as much as we are to performing, because there's going to be some great bands, great music there, the whole festival. It's in Nakalula Falls in Gadsden, Alabama.
Whew, that's going to be incredible. That already sounds like it's going to be an incredible, incredible night. And, of course, the most important part is, it's of course, a wonderful benefit concert for Jimmy Van Zandt. So, I mean, that's the top right there.
That's right. The Van Zandt family has a lot of musical history in the United States.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's going to be wonderful. I know it. And I was, wondering if there's any if you're currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about as of right now. Are you working on any new music, writing? What's been going on?
Writing, recording, a lot of live shows. Like I said, my number one band. We love playing live, but we do sit down and we write a lot. You'll never hear all the songs we've done. Well, any good writer you want, they'll write 1,000 songs, and people might hear 100 of them.
Yeah.
But we write a lot because we're not real happy with all the stuff available out there, so we just write what we want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you guys write from, experiences, or how do you come up with your material? How is your songwriting process? Do you just write from what you know, or whatever comes out?
Everything I've ever heard a songwriter say that they wrote songs and what caused them to write them, we've done it. But it's all from experiences. We won't sing or write anything we don't believe in. That's the reason you hear God, guns, and automobiles mentioned in that last song.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't believe in it, we won't sing it. I've got a real good record deal with Mid-South. We both have to agree on any song we put on an album, any song we record. We won't sing it if we don't believe it. So what you hear is who we are.
Right. Absolutely. Definitely. You're not hiding anything. It's just pretty much a straightforward. Everything that, you are, you sing. So that's important.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And now I want to do a little fun fact that I heard. You own Mickey Gilley's former tour bus. Is that right? I had to mention it.
Sure do. Sure do. It's called Miss Irene. The reason it's called Miss Irene, he named it that when it was built in 1983. It was his mother's name. So we just had it painted, and I've got a song called Freight Train, and that's what we got on front of the bus. We call it Freight Train, but we also put the Miss Irene back on the door just like he had it when it was built in 83. Because that was his mother, and we've done that out of respect for him and the history of country music.
Oh, wow. A lot of history on that bus. Is that bus that's on your Facebook page? It's like your profile picture? Is that the
yes,
one?
Yes, ma'am. Big black bus. Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And the inside of it is still just like it. The inside of it is still just like it was, and he had it still in good shape. Johnny Lee played with us at Wayland Fest, and he came on the bus. He said he felt like he had went back 25 years when he walked on that bus because he'd been on it many times.
Wow. It still looks the same. Wow,
that's right.
That is amazing. Yep. That's, I love that. Wow.
He still knew where everything on the bus was.
Yeah. You probably could learn a lot about that bus. And it's on Facebook. Everybody could check it out if they just, you know, find you. Super easy. But, yeah, it's really cool. It's a really, really cool piece of history.
I hope a lot of people get to see it in person this year because we're still going out somewhere. We're slowed down a little bit. August got back off the tour. Booking for the fall right now, doing a few things just here in the southeast, booking for the fall and winter right now. We'll be pretty busy. Come September, we'll be pretty busy again for a while, so maybe they actually get to see the bus. Better come out and see us play.
Yes, do it, everyone. Please make sure you do that. I mean, come on. Nothing better than that. You get to see, like, a piece of history right in front of your eyes. It's crazy. Wow. That's insane. I definitely have to do that. One of these days I have to come and check out you know, your performances and see you live. That would be great. I'd love that.
Well, maybe. I wish you would. As a matter of fact, I was just listening to you right before I come on the show. I was just listening to you, and whether it hurts your feelings or not, I'll tell you who you remind me of, a young Terry Clark. I hope you take that as a compliment because I love Terry Clark, too, but that's who you're singing reminded me of, a young Terry Clark.
Oh, wow.
Not that I'm calling Terry Clark old now.
No. Of course not. No, I hear you. Wow, that is a big compliment. Absolutely. Thank you.
It is a compliment.
Yes. Oh, it is. Wow. Thank you so much. For sure. I mean, I think that's so great. And I just, yes, I have to come and check you out, you know, in person and see the performance and just hear the music. You know, it's just great. One of these days.
I'd be glad to have you there.
Thank you. Thank you. I would love to be there and, you know, listen to the music. And speaking of music, we do have another song here. And, you know, the song Freight Train, which you mentioned with with the bus story, we have that song that we're going to play maybe some other time in the near future. We'd love to play that, you know, in the near future, you know, so people could hear it. That would be great. We don't have it tonight, but we definitely will play it on a future show for everybody to hear it. I just wanted to mention that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we'll be able to hear that one. And so now how about we play the song that we do have, All American Women, and All American Woman, and we'll be right back, all right? Let's play it.
And the key word in that song is all, because it's to all American women.
Yes. There is the key word. Let's play it. I'm very, very excited.
There's a great video of it on YouTube, too.
Ooh, perfect, perfect. So after the song, everyone, please make sure you check it out on YouTube. That's a must after you hear the song. It goes with the music video. Well, I love that. I'm very excited to hear this song and then check out the music video. So how about we play it? Let's do it. All American Woman right now by Jimmy Miles. We'll be right back with Jimmy in a moment.
She's a mother, she's a baby, a full-grown woman, a newborn child, loves her husband, and she loves her daddy. She'll make you cry, she'll make you smile. She's an all American woman, born and raised in America. on the corner. She wants for nothing. She prays for some love. She's an all-American woman, born and raised in America. She don't want something for nothing, someone to love her, someone to love. She's never wrong, she's always mistaken. She totes a purse, she totes a gun. Sometimes she's given, sometimes she's taken. She'll live forever, she'll die.
All-American Woman by Jimmy Miles, and we're back with him right now on our 250th episode of The Josie Show, perfectly placed. I love this song. Can you tell us a little bit about this song and what it means to you, All-American Woman?
It's hard to tell you what it means. You have to watch the video, and you'll understand every line in the song. It means exactly All-American Woman. It means the good, the bad, the poor. It means all of them. I mean, they all want the same thing.
Absolutely.
Somebody love them, somebody love.
Mm-hmm.
For the good, the bad, it don't matter.
Right. Exactly. And we'll definitely be able to find
more.
You
played two of my political songs today. I don't even get big into politics. I believe in what I believe in.
Right. No, it's perfect. I absolutely love the songs, and I think we'll be able to find even more with the YouTube video. I think it'll explain it more. So I hope everyone, you know, checks that out on YouTube after the show, you know, so people really
It's just a slideshow, a different woman for every line in the song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It came to me quick. I wrote that song pretty quick because I just imagined every woman in America, and that pretty much covered every one of them.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I really, really do. And another song that we have is I Love You and I Need You. And I think we'll play that a little bit later on in the night. So I'm very excited. I want to thank you so much for allowing us to play all of these songs tonight. I really appreciate it. They're so great.
Yes, ma'am. We're going to play any of my songs anytime you want to.
Thank you. Yeah, we're definitely going to play Freight Train on a later show because now I'm really, really interested. I really want people to hear it. I love it.
I Love You and I Need You is a song about losing a spouse that's too young to be losing when you got little kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sad song. I love you. You Freight Train's just a happy song about guitar players.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I'm excited. I definitely want to play those so everybody could really hear them. And, we are actually running out of time here, but I think a really great question here to end it a little bit is a really, it's kind of a, you know, fun, important question. Who have you met that has made the biggest impression on you in your career? Who would you say really made an impact and gave you the best advice in life or in music?
Probably, he's not even a musician, Waylon's next oldest son, Buddy Jennings. Me and him are like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd slowed down in music. He's a big reason him and my son had got grown up and so talented. They're a big reason I got back to pushing it a whole lot more, got back into writing and recording. And Buddy actually, Waylon's son actually produced a live album on us the first year after Waylon passed away. We played in Nashville, and he'd done a live album on us from that event. And, it's some Waylon covers, some other covers, and a few new ones that we had wrote then. But through him and just hearing the personal stories that he'd tell about him talking about his daddy instead of talking about Waylon, you know, it's a little different when somebody's talking about your daddy, stuff like that. He probably had the biggest impact on me in getting back into doing what I'm doing, but starting out would be my daddy.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Amazing answer. Absolutely. I thought that was a perfect question and, you know, to end the show with. And I just want to thank you so, so much for, you know, just sharing everything with us that you shared tonight. It was a lot of fun talking with you. I really do appreciate you coming on the show, and I hope to have you on, you know, again. That'd be great.
Yeah, we look forward to it. We'd love to.
Perfect, perfect. We'll definitely plan something when you have new music coming out, or if you want to, you know, give an update or something, just let us know. We'd love to have you back. That'd be great.
We sure will, and hope to have our album out before too much longer, and we're going to keep listening to your stuff, too. I was impressed.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Wow, that, like, totally made my day. Thank you. I'm so glad that you were impressed. Wow.
You made mine, because I wanted to hear how you sang before I come talk to you, because I don't like to put on a false face. You know, if you couldn't sing, I was just going to avoid talking about your music.
I hear you. I think I would appreciate that if I didn't like to talk. I'd be like, oh, gosh, I hope he doesn't talk about it. I hear you.
Really impressed. I enjoyed it. No, everybody else needs to listen to your music, too.
Thank you so, so much. And the same goes to you. Your music is, of course, fantastic, and I was glad that we got to play a little bit tonight. And thank you so, so much, and we'll definitely have you back on again. So I'll chat with you very soon, all right?
Thank you very much, and we'll keep you updated on what's going on, and maybe you can catch us on a live show somewhere when we're around close to you.
You got it. I'm definitely there. Thank you so, so much, and it was a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Josie. Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night. Bye. Jimmy Miles, everybody. Bye-bye. Jimmy Miles, I had so, so much fun chatting with him. He's so fantastic, and we got to play his songs, Country Born, American Made, which the video is going to be coming. It's actually being released tomorrow, Saturday, August 9th. So you all will get to check out that video. And then also, remember Hello.
Woo! Happy 250th birthday! You're old.
Thank you. Wow. Yeah, 250th. I guess I would say if that was really a birthday. Wow. Thank you. Thank you very much, Peanut. I appreciate that. Thank you.
When are we gonna have the cake?
Well, I definitely hope that we have cake, but I doubt it highly. It was kind of a little last minute, but hey, we'll definitely try to get a cake tomorrow, maybe.
No cake.
No cake. I know. You're going to hang up on me, aren't you?
What kind of a birthday doesn't have cake?
I know. That's what I was saying. See, I knew that was coming. I really knew that was coming. And then the other song that we got to play tonight of Jimmy Miles is All American Woman. And remember, you can check that video out on YouTube, Jimmy Miles. Just search Jimmy Miles All American Woman, and I'm pretty sure it'll pop up on YouTube. So super, super easy. Now, how about we play his next song. So let's play that right now, and we will be right back. Let's play I Love You and I Need You. And yes, let's do it. We'll be right back for our 250th episode. Here we go. Let's play it. I Love You and I Need You.
Child cries saying, Daddy, hold me. He's been this way since you've been gone. How do I tell him you're never coming home? Leave my love. I need you. steal the time moves on. I can't compete with paradise. Heaven's got you, but it's hell here at night. Babe, I love you and I need you. Yes, I love you and I need you. Walk slowly across the cemetery lawn. I bore by my side and roses in my arms. Tears in my eyes, I kneel down. I try to speak, but the words won't come out. I love you and I need you. Yes, I love you and I need you. Yes, I love you.
Jimmy Miles' song, I Love You and I Need You. And remember, next time on another night, we will definitely play his song, Freight, Freight Train. My voice cracked there for a moment. What is going on? This 250th episode, I am just talking of a storm. My voice is going out. Oh, I hope that I last for the end of the show. I'm telling you. So now I'm very, very pleased. I got to talk with Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones. And I am just very pleased to play their interview, share it with you guys tonight, and we'll also get to hear their songs as well. So how about we play that right now? Here is Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones.
All right. Now, my next guest, everyone, please welcome Steve Morris from Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones. Hello, Steve, you there?
How you doing, Josie?
I'm doing so great. How are you?
Oh, I can't complain at all. With me is Neil Shaw. We're partners in the band.
Oh, hello, Neil.
Hi, Josie. Happy birthday to the Josie Show, 250. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very excited to have both of you here on the show. It's going to be great.
Great to be here.
Oh, I'm super excited. Now, first, can you tell us all who make up Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones and all of the roles that you guys play in the group? Give us all shout-outs.
Well, this is Steve. I'm the bass player, and I do backup vocals and some lead vocals. Neil Shaw is the lead guitar player and lead vocalist, and we have Jim Hearns on drums and Michael Monarch on co-lead.
Awesome, awesome. You guys make up a really great team. You can tell by the music.
Glad you like
it's
it.
Fantastic. Yes. We love it. We absolutely love it. And how did you guys come together, and how long have you been playing together?
Well, the band was founded 10 years ago, and it's gone through some transitions over the years, but the arrangement we have now has been in existence since around 2006, 2007, and we've been going strong ever since.
Yes, yes, you have. That is amazing. And I have to ask you, because I really like the name, you know, of course, your name, Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones. Can you tell us how that name, the Mighty Ones, came about?
Well, you know what? I'll let Neil take that question because he had more to do with that than I did, actually.
I hear you.
Okay, here's how it went. I'm from England, by the way. And
oh, cool.
I have a friend over there that came to visit Florida, and we were called, previously called, Past Tense. So he sent me an email. He said, so where can I come and see the Mighty Past Tense? And we told him the dates, and somebody, Steve, or was it Michael, that hated the word past tense. You know, it made us sound like we were playing oldies.
Right, right.
Which, there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, no. But the Mighty, that stuck. We just dropped everything else and just became the Mighty Ones, just from a simple email from a friend, really.
Oh, wow. That's interesting. That's interesting how that all came about, you know, passed down from person to person.
Yeah.
And then finally it became the Mighty Ones, and I like it. I think it fits.
The Mighty Ones. It's a big name to live up to, though.
That's true. But you guys are doing so, so great. So, I mean, definitely don't be worried about that one.
stick with it.
Yes, as you should. And I'm very, very excited because tonight we're going to get to play a couple of your songs tonight. But can you please tell us a little bit about your sound for people who don't know and the type of music you guys write or perform? How would you describe it?
Well, bottom line, we are a blues band.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
We play original tunes and cover tunes in the style of Chicago blues, Mississippi blues, the Delta blues, from Muddy Waters to Robert Johnson, right all the way up to modern-day people like Foghat. They've covered Muddy Waters. For instance, the song I Just Want to Make Love to You was written by Muddy Waters and made into a huge hit by Foghat, a Canadian band, which I'm sure all your listeners know of. And so we try and play the modern versions of older blues tunes. All We Have Is Now came about. I wrote that in about, I don't know, 10 seconds.
Really?
Really, it's quite a long story. We've had, it's a song about making the most of the time you have here on the planet Earth, which is not much.
Right. It's true. You have to make the best of it.
Of what we have right here, right now. And that's what that song, the lyrics basically are about. It's a happy up-tempo kind of song, and we like it, so we put it on our first CD.
Yes. Oh, it's so great. I'm very excited for everyone to hear it tonight. So, I mean, how about we play the song? I mean, let's not delay any further, right?
All right. Let it roll.
All right. Let it roll. Here we go. Here is All We Have Is Now by Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
One, two, three. About the future, 'cause it's not here right now. It's no good thinking about the past, 'cause it's gone and it'll never come back. Well, it's no good thinking about the girl you were yelling at last night. Oh, and don't you start dreaming about that fancy Cadillac at the store. Take a look around, girl. All we have is them. Oh.
Listeners go to purchase all of your music? Where are the best places?
Probably Tractor Supply in the shovel section.
Right.
Just kidding, of course.
Yes.
Do they have Tractor Supplies up there in Chicago?
It's true.
The best place right now is our Facebook page.
Yes.
The Mighty Ones Facebook page. Just contact us and we'll get the music to them.
Perfect, perfect. That makes it so much easier.
Simple.
I love it. Yeah. Perfect, perfect.
So.
And you know, like you mentioned, you have a Facebook. Can you give out any other links that you guys want to share with our audience? Any others that you could think of?
Well, not really, because Facebook is free, it's easy, and it's very good advertising. We did have a website for the past tense name, but... the information up there is irrelevant now, so just stick with the Facebook for now.
Perfect. Well, you know, like you said, Facebook is the easiest way to go, so, I mean, that's all you need at this point. It's very easy. Awesome, awesome. Check them out, Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones. Make sure you do that. And I also want to ask you, can you share with us the group's connection with Charlie Wayne Felt Talent and Promotion and also the Frontier Auditorium? Can you give us any details about that?
Well, back in 1974, when I was living in central Illinois, my father opened up a 2,500-seat country music auditorium called the Frontier Auditorium. And back then, and up to this point, Charlie's uncle, Narvel Feltz, was one of our acts, and he was a very, very hot country recording artist back then, and a concert artist, and he was just the bee's knees. And everybody loved him, and everybody still does.
Right.
But and through the years, we hooked up with Narvel a couple of more times, and he became a friend of the family. He and his wife, and we spent time together in our homes, and we ate meals together, and we just had a really good time with Narvel. And one day, within the past few months, this thing popped up on my Facebook page: Charlie Wayne Feltz Promotions and Talent. I thought, Charlie Wayne Feltz, that sounds familiar. So I got on Facebook and I messaged him and I said, Charlie Wayne Feltz, I said, are you any relation to Narvel Feltz? And he said, Narvel's my uncle. Well, it just kind of went from there. And we chatted a little bit about Narvel, and he says, yeah, I just talked to Narvel yesterday, and I was quite thrilled to be in touch with Charlie and the fact that he was a promoter and everything. But we really never got into talking about business or anything like that. It just kind of fell by the wayside. Well, then a couple of months later, Charlie got in contact with me, and after he had done a little bit of research on the band, he got in contact with me and said, I would like to start working with you guys. And, of course, I was thrilled to death. We all were thrilled. And, and he's got us hooked up. Yeah, go Charlie. And Charlie's a good guy. He really is. We love him.
Right, absolutely. He definitely is. And it's kind of funny how small of a world it is to actually find Charlie, you know, working with his uncle previously. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how that all, you know, works out and happens. And I also, you know, have to ask, what kind of shows or venues are you playing at the moment or have upcoming for those that are listening that want to check you guys out live?
Well, for now, this year we've played everything from the small local playing in front of a dartboard bar.
Right.
So we've already we've done two fairly big blues festivals. One further down south, Dakota River Seafood and Blues Festival, sponsored by Bright House Networks, the local cable company. Mm-hmm. And the other one was the 7th, they call it a biker rodeo, a huge festival, which was a three-day thing. So we play everything from festivals, small bars, and anything in between.
Right.
Really. Of course, where they appreciate good blues music.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Well, I'm in Illinois, and Illinois is, like, known for the blues, so you guys have to come down here, and I could see you guys perform.
Well,
that'd be great.
We'll be there tomorrow.
Well, there you go.
Have you ever heard of Pekin, Illinois, Josie?
No, actually, I haven't, surprisingly, no.
Well, it's directly across the river from Peoria, and that's where I was born and raised, and that's where the frontier was located.
Oh, really?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, well, I'm definitely going to have to check that out now because, I mean, you know, it's not that far away from us. We're still in Illinois, so.
There you go.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. That's very, very neat. Well, I would love to see you guys perform one day when you guys come this way. That would be great.
Well, we can't wait to meet you.
Can't wait to meet you guys, too. And I want to also mention another performance and upcoming thing that you got going on. Next December, you all have plans to work with Denny Smith as well as a UK tour. Can you tell us about that or any other projects that may be in the works? Tell us about it.
Well, the UK tour is scheduled for December 1st through the 14th of 2015, and it's going to be 10 shows over 14 days in the UK. I don't really know how far to go from there, but it's going to be with Denny.
I don't know if your listeners are aware of Denny Smith's pedigree. He was on, what was it?
X Factor.
And Simon liked him.
Yes, yes.
Anybody.
Yeah, it's true. That's a big compliment when he likes you.
Yeah. So, I mean, Denny's a great blues singer. He sings a lot of the tunes that we play already. And we just can't wait to hook up with him and get this thing rolling.
And he's got the look. I mean, he's just got that blues look.
Santa Claus.
Yeah, Denny Santa Claus Smith. He's got the look. He's got it going on.
Well, he wears a suit. That's cool. You got to look sharp.
Red fedora.
If you're a blues man.
You got to look sharp.
He's amazing. Yeah, I believe we had him on the Josie show before, and he's
really?
Such a great guy. Yes, he's amazing, and he does look like Santa Claus, and he's not afraid to say that he looks like it.
Oh, he loves it.
He loves that, yeah. That's what he was known for.
The good thing about it is we will probably be in the UK in December. Christmas.
Oh, there you go. If that couldn't fit any better.
Well, if the tour falls through, we can always get him a job in the mall.
There you go. Exactly.
Well,
I love it. And, you know, I definitely, you know, am very, very excited and, you know, I just am very, you know, excited to hear more about this UK tour because I know it's going to be fantastic. I've heard a lot about it. And so it's going to be so great. And then also with Denny Smith, you know, also going to be there. It's going to be great. So I hope you guys have a ball.
Thank you very much, Joe. Certainly. Thank you. Yeah, Charlie's just working his tail off all the time.
Yes.
Trying to take care of everybody, and he's doing a fabulous job, and we just can't wait to take this further.
Absolutely, absolutely. I could see big, big things in the works, you know, after this UK tour. There will definitely be some more. And I really want to play your next song here, so let's play it right now. Home Sasa, State of Mind, here we go.
Woo-hoo.
Check it out, everybody. Woo!
I'm in a home assassin, state of mind. Floating down the river, leave all my worries behind. A home assassin, state of mind. Just take her to your binder if you be so kind. The monkey's on Monkey Island. I do believe that they're smiling. Shed heads on the water just grooving on me. Restoration troopers, they're jumping in bay. I'm in a homeless sasser state of mind. Floating down the river, leave all my worries behind. I'm in a homeless sasser state of mind. Just take it as you find us if you be so kind. From Fishbowl to the old trail, Sugar Mill, our favorite ruin. We fish and we swim and we never stay. Once in a while, we like us to train. Yeah. We're the homeless sasser, state of mind. We're floating down the river, leave all your trouble behind. Homeless sasser, state of mind. Take you that you find us if you be so kind.
With Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones. Now, a fun question here for you. What are some fun things that you guys like to do on your free time when you're not working on music? Some hobbies, because you got to have a downtime, you know, to stay away from the craziness.
actually, if I'm playing music, we're not happy. We do have some time with our families, of course, but, you know, quite frankly, Neil's wife, Eve, she's a wonderful, wonderful singer. She's just beaten breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
Eve, yeah, she's on a little downtime right now because she's recovering from everything she's gone through. But our families are into music, and if we're not playing music, like I said, we're not happy. So our hobby is music, and our profession is music.
Oh, yeah. Music's all around.
I'm a police officer, actually.
Oh, really? You are?
Yes, ma'am.
You something I didn't know. Oh, well, thank you for your service and keeping us protected.
No problem. When I retired, I couldn't think of anything that I would like to do more than get back into music full-time, and that's what I've done, and I'll never leave it.
I love that. So music completely pulled you, you know, back into its grip.
Yes, ma'am.
You can't get away. That's amazing. That is so, so amazing. And I have to say, thank you all so, so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. We ran out of time, but I just loved playing your music and chatting with you guys. Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to the show, the Joseph Show. Happy birthday, 250. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you guys so, so much. And we'll have you guys back on, you know, another time for sure.
Fantastic.
You're part of the fam now.
Looking forward to it.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. That was Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones. Check them all out.
Hello, I'm Josie Pasentino, owner and host of the award-nominated internet radio show, The Josie Show, at www.josieshow.com. Bullying can happen to anyone. It's not just about after school on the playground anymore. Bullying can now take place 24/7 because of the internet and media services on your phone. Most of us have experienced bullying at one point or another in our lives. Even me. I know firsthand how bullying can make a person feel and how long it takes to build your self-esteem back up. But you can. Remember, the person doing the bullying is the one with the real problem, not you. Bullying can even happen at very young ages, so if someone tells you they need help, please listen and take it seriously. Bullying is a serious issue that we have learned can lead to isolation, depression, low self-esteem, and even death. Everyone needs to get involved now to put an end to the senseless act of bullying. If you see bullying happening or it's happening to you, do not wait. Speak to a trusted adult immediately for help. Thank you.
And we are back at the Josie Show for our 250th episode, and now I'm very excited. Our next guest is Adley Stump, so everyone please welcome Adley Stump. Hello.
Hello, how are y'all?
Hey. You need the applause.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you perfectly. I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm doing great. Just sitting out on the back porch enjoying a nice humid night here in Nashville.
Oh, wow. Yes, it's kind of nasty over by us, though. We're in Illinois, so we wish we kind of had that. Kind of weird by us.
I think you're delivering to us tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah.
I think we're getting what you're having right about now.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm very, very excited to be talking to you. I rooted for you on The Voice, so it's kind of surreal that I'm finally able to talk with you. I'm very excited.
Well, absolutely. Thank you for the invite. I'm very happy to be here and to share this Friday evening with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you very, very much. I'm very excited to play your music, and I get to talk to you a little bit about, you know, what's been going on. All right? I'm excited.
Absolutely, girl. I'm yours.
Perfect. That's what I like to hear. So first, I kind of want to start off with, of course, you're from The Voice. Like I said, you're Team Blake, which is like, oh, my goodness, that is crazy, because I am a huge fan of Blake, and I know that you are, too. So
absolutely.
Yes. What was that like, being Team Blake? What was that like?
I remember going, so I was going through the whole audition process, and, you know, mm-hmm. we did probably 50 interviews, on-camera interviews, and, you know, they end up only airing about 30 seconds of it. And every time we interviewed, they asked us, so if all four coaches turned around, who would you want? And I said, honestly, Blake and Christina turned around, I would have the decision of a lifetime. Blake and Christina were the only two who turned around. So I was like, oh, God. You know, it's the most surreal moment you can truly ever imagine. One, because your life changes in an instant from the most nervous you've ever been in your life, for me, to the most ecstatic you've ever been in your life. You know your life has just changed. You know you're on a show. You know you're being watched by millions. And you're staring into the face of your two idols. So it was definitely a huge life-changing moment that has now turned into a full career for me. And it really did kick everything off. You know, once once you end up on a show like that, people think there's that automatic fame, automatic celebrity, which there is, but it died very quickly. Within 3 to 4 months, if you don't know how to take that torch and pour some gasoline on it, turn it into a wildfire. So it's been a fantastic learning process. Every day I feel very alive, very invigorated, especially being in Nashville, working in Nashville. I'm kind of back and forth between Nashville and L.A. now. But it really did kick everything off for me. It was the best opportunity I've received in learning what it takes to really grab that by the horns and turn it into something. It's been incredible.
Right, right. I mean, I bet you took a lot of, you know, great advice from the judges and from everyone there and, you know, took a lot of great experiences with you from doing that show, you know?
Absolutely. And it's a once in a lifetime. You know, those are memories I'll have forever, and you can't replicate them, you know? That's only something you get to experience once, and I'll certainly never forget it.
Right, right. And can you share with us what that moment is like when you're performing? The, like, you know, the lights are there, the audience is there, and basically you are seeing, if people haven't watched The Voice, you are basically seeing the back of chairs. So what is that moment like when you're performing and you have to, like, wait for those chairs to start spinning around? Is it, like, a stressful experience, or what's that like?
Oh, absolutely. Well, as I mentioned before, it's the most exhilarating moment. So for me specifically, you know, you have to have the whole story for the show. My story, which is honest, was I was a cheerleading sorority girl who didn't know she could sing. I was dared to audition for the show. I was a senior at Oklahoma State University. I was a marketing PR major, and I was broke, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go on Jeopardy, win some money. So I Google how to be on Jeopardy. A list of reality shows pull up. I missed the deadline to audition for Jeopardy. I'm sitting with one of my sorority sisters, and she goes, Ad, you sing karaoke, you know, every Wednesday night. You know, she dared me to audition for The Voice, and I'll take a dare from anybody. So I went and I auditioned and, you know, kept making it through the rounds. It was the most unbelievable thing. So that was my whole story, was the cheerleading sorority girl who didn't know she could sing. I'd only sang in karaoke bars since then, just goofing off with my sorority sisters. So for me, I wasn't used to the big stage. You know, I've been a performer my whole life with cheerleading, but this was, singing is very different. There's a whole different level of vulnerability attached to it. So it was, they didn't, so I'm singing, I'm up there singing a Carrie Underwood song, which is daunting to say the least. Well, it was 7 seconds, I think, till the end, and they hadn't turned around. And so I'm just kind of pep-talking myself. I'm like, Ad, it's all right. You don't really know what you're doing. Just keep singing.
Right.
And, you know, give it your all and walk off the stage feeling proud of yourself. And that's when I stopped caring about the back of the chairs. I stopped singing just to get them turned around. And I just started performing and just kind of doing what I do, just kind of letting my personality live out on stage. And, you know, 7 seconds till the end, boom, boom, Blake and Christina turned around at the exact same time on my last note. So I went from the most defeated emotion, because we've been out there for 3 months, you know, waiting on the 90 seconds. So I went from the most defeated emotion to, holy crap, you know, I'm on the show, my life has changed, this is ridiculous, and I'm looking at Blake and Christina, you know. It's the most ridiculous, I don't even remember it. Honestly, you know, when you're so adrenalized that you kind of black out. They walk me off the stage. I go meet Christina Milian. They hand me a camera. They hand me a cell phone. I'm like, what is going on? It was, you know, that doesn't happen every day. So I was kind of excited about it.
Right. Wow. That is amazing. And it's so funny. Thank goodness Jeopardy, you missed the deadline, because then, you know, your friend wouldn't have been like, hey, The Voice. See, it works out. It all works out.
Oh, it all works out. There is a divine plan, and it's just a matter of when you see an open window, I mean, work it for all it's worth, because it closes very, very fast, and you never know what God's got in store for you. For me, it came from a dare, you know, and we took it and we wrung it out.
Absolutely, absolutely. And here you are now, you know, and you have a great EP out called Like This. We have a couple songs that, you know, I'm very, very excited to play for everybody tonight. But can you tell us a little bit about some of the music that you have out right now? Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure, sure. So after The Voice, we've been on the road. I've got an opportunity. I signed an independent deal here in Nashville. I just signed new management out of L.A. 2 months ago. And we've got some very exciting opportunities I can't talk about yet. Hopefully within the next 30 to 60 days I can. But as far as the music, we released that EP, and we shot a video for the single, which was like this. And I had this web reality show called Get Stumped with Adley Stump, and it started with me going around Nashville and stumping people with these funny random acts of kindness, which evolved into stealing Joe Diffie's car and giving it away to tornado victims. We got Nissan involved. They gave us a truck, and it was fantastic. So we did all that to support that single, which I think you're going to play, called Like This, which is the title track and the single off that album. So that was the first thing we released right off the show. And then Fall is probably honestly my favorite song off of that EP. Even with the new music industry model, it's best to release an EP, see if there's demand for a full length. But we've kind of taken a different model to where we're releasing more frequently, especially as an independent artist. You know, staying top of mind, always having a reason to get pressed. Building that momentum with more frequent releases rather than just releasing once a year, once every year and a half. So within the next 30 days, I just announced today that we have a new single coming out, and I can't wait for that as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm very excited to hear it. When it comes out, you have to let us know. That'd be
absolutely
awesome.
I will.
Perfect. Perfect. I love it. And, you know, we have both of those songs tonight, Like This and Fall. And I heard, yes, I heard both of them, you know, before the show, and they are just fantastic. I'm excited to share with everybody. They're so great. I just love them.
Oh, good, good. Well, I appreciate it. That's awesome. Fall, Like This was the one we shot the video for, and that was the title track. And then Fall actually probably ended up being my favorite one. Wrote that with Travis Howard. Miranda cussed under his belt. He was on Nashville Star the same season Miranda was. They became good buddies, and they wrote majority of her first record together. And I'm actually hooking up with him next week while I'm in L.A., and he wrote Fall with me, and he's just fantastic. So that's probably one of several reasons Fall ended up being my favorite.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it is. It definitely is a great song, and I think it is appropriate to play Fall right now. So how about we play it right now, and we'll be right back, okay? Let's do it.
Sounds great, girl.
All right, let's do it. Hit it. Here is Fall by Adley Stump. We'll be right back.
There's rain on the pavement, a hammer on my heart. Walking home, leaving you alone, 'cause the night just fell apart. You didn't even try to stop me, you just stood there watching, and you let me walk away.
But you should've made me stay.
I wanted you to run.
Big
was Fall by Adley Stump. I love that song. Thank you so much for letting us play it tonight. It's so great.
Oh, of course. I appreciate it. I very much appreciate it.
Oh, I love it. I absolutely do. And where can people go to purchase all of your music? Where are the best places?
The best place, honestly, is either through my website or iTunes. I guess for most people is easiest. It's streaming on Pandora, streaming on Spotify. As far as purchasing, I'd say iTunes is the easiest bet, but that entire EP is on there. And our single, which I guess I'll exclusively tell you here first, since I just announced it today, is called What If I Stay. That will be released. I'll find out the release day within the next 48 hours, so I'm told. And that will also be available on iTunes. And for free, this one, I'm really excited about it. It's the first thing we've given away for free. That'll be on freenewtune.com, which is a website that we own, and people will be able to, the more friends of theirs that download this song for free, they'll get prizes. So one of the prizes is, for example, it's goofy stuff. It's my kick butt infamous margarita recipe complete with instructional photographs. 10 of their friends download my song for free. 25 of their friends download my song for free. I'll send them a signed bottle of shaving cream just because. A certain other amount of their friends download my song for free, I'll give them a prank call, which is one of my favorite things to do. So yes. It's all for free. So as many of your friends download this song, I'll give you a different range of fun, goofy prizes. So that's fun for me, and that will announce the release date, hopefully mid next week, actually.
Awesome. That is so cool. And that prank call is kind of a win-win for both of you. You'll definitely love it. Yes. That's awesome. So please make sure you guys check it out. And you have a really, really cool website. If people go on it, right when you first go into adleystump.com, if you sign up with your email address, you send a few free songs to the person that signed up as well. Is that true? That's really neat.
That's true. It's that relationship building thing. It's not, a lot of the music industry seems to be a lot of take. But as far as me initially building a relationship with each and every fan, if you want a few free songs, listen to it, check it out for free. I'll send them to you. And then I'll send you a couple emails over the next few days. You'll get to know me a little bit, and I give you, my email, my cell. We'll get to chat. We'll get to hang out and really just build a relationship to where it's not a whole lot of a taking, for me as an artist. It's truly a building relationship, and that's the way I like it. And you don't have to do that. You don't have to take me up. You don't have to listen to my songs, but I at least give you the option.
Right. Exactly. I think that is the coolest thing. Not a lot of artists do that. Like you said, there's a lot of take, but you're definitely not one of them.
I appreciate it. It's a two-way street, The fans that buy the music and fans that come out to the shows, they keep a roof over my head. And the whole premise of that web series, I think I mentioned earlier, it just got optioned for a reality show, which is my reason for being in L.A. a lot, which it's been a very exciting process right now, but you can see the first 5 episodes on YouTube, and I believe my website links to it also. But fans would write in, they'd say, hey, Ad, my dad is really stuck in life. He'd come stump our family. That'd mean the world to us. So, we went and we'd show up on their doorstep with a camera crew and say, hey, you're getting stumped, and we found a way to make their wish come through. So it's kind of like Extreme Home Makeover, only artists meeting fans, and we're not just building houses. It's whatever these families are stuck with that support me, we go, and we bring our sponsors, and we go support them also. So that's what just got optioned for a reality show. So we'll see what happens with that within the next year. And I'm very excited for that because it's a two-way street, Fans keep a, like I mentioned, keep a roof over my head, and so to be able to give back keeps me very humble, keeps me very grounded and not in this cloud that's so easy to live in, being in Nashville and being in L.A. and just surrounded by all of it. It keeps me really reminded of what matters most, and I love doing it.
Yes, absolutely. I think that is the coolest concept ever for the reality show, and I hope it gets picked up by like one of those major reality shows or something, because there's not a lot of things like that on TV. So it's like, it's totally new, it's fresh, and plus it probably is a lot of fun to watch, you know? That's really cool.
It is. It's got a lot of humor to it, but it's also got that dig through the heart thing that, you know, Extreme Home Makeover and Make a Wish also bring to it. So it's a little more altruistic television, but it's very fun. We've got a lot of good interest about it right now, so prayers going, finger crossed, that it does get picked up. If it does, then we also have plans B and C also to keep it going. So I'm very excited about that. It's a good portion of our brand.
Yes, for sure. That is perfect. And like you said, so far people could check it out on YouTube. So that's the place to check it out. Perfect.
Absolutely. Google Get Stumped with Adlai Stumped. There's episodes 1 through 5. I think episode 5 was the one where I stole Joe Diffie's car. Entitled Time I Stole Joe Diffie's Car. So definitely check it out, and I would love any feedback on that. It was really fun to shoot, very emotional. It's been probably my favorite one to date.
Absolutely. Please make sure you guys check that out. It's super, super easy. And when in doubt, Google. You can easily find it. Just do it. Google is our friend. Yes. Google is all of our friends, for sure. And I understand that there is also a book coming up titled How They Sell Music. Can you tell us a little bit about that yet, or is that still hush-hush?
Oh, yes. I'm surprised you found that. I'm happy you did. So through my entire journey of this process over the last 2.5 years, I have a lot of friends in the music industry, a lot of friends in high places, friends in low places, friends all over the map. But, you know, for new artists that, you know, a lot of my friends that were on The Voice, you know, they were on The Voice, they got all this exposure, like, oh, my God, my life has changed, and they go home to their small town and wherever, and nothing happens. So back to square one, and they have all this exposure, but what do you do with that? You know, even people in Nashville, here where it all happens, they have amazing amounts of talent, but what do you do when you meet a music manager? Do I need a manager first? Do I need a lawyer first? I mean, how does this whole process work? How do you get from point A to point B? And all that really exists for them right now is bloggers and ex-industry people online. When you go and Google this stuff and just try to get information on how to do it, what they really want to do is they want to sit in front of Jason Aldean, or they want to sit in front of Cross Canadian Ragweed and say, hey, man, if you could just give me your advice for 5 minutes, you know, what could I do? You know, they want to pick the brains of those who have done it and are doing it. So I've got, there's 12 celebrities, micro-celebrities, people who have made it touring their ass off, for 10 years, and people who are YouTube celebrities and people who are, you know, everyone's made it in a different way. So 12 of us have come together, and each person in each band has written a chapter on, here's how I did it, here are my daily disciplines, here is my mindset, here's my opinion on what you should do, here's what I think is going to happen in the next 5 years. So it's essentially you're picking the brains of these 12 celebrities. That it's a very well-rounded book. And so that's the process. I'm so very excited about it, and it's releasing this winter. We've got a great pre-sale coming up, and we're also having a conference in the spring here in Nashville where we'll continue to feature these celebrities as panelists. We can come meet them, pick their brains, and there's some great sponsors involved, everybody having this conversation about how you do this as an independent artist.
Right.
And you're getting to pick the brains of those who have done it as an independent artist.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it's on YouTube or whether it's touring or how they made money in between, and it's a really honest conversation. And so that book is called How They Sell Music. It's at They Sell Music on Twitter and at How They Sell Music on Facebook and Instagram. So I'm very excited about the conversation, very excited to release this book. That's How They Sell Music. I can't wait.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very, very excited to get my hands on it because it sounds very, very interesting. And I definitely am looking forward to checking it out and also promoting it because I think a lot of people would love this book. And it'll probably be, like, you know, on all of those great websites that we have, like Amazon. You know,
it's
there.
It's available through Kindle. Good. It's on Amazon. It's through Google Play. We have a partnership with Apple iBooks.
Perfect.
So I'm excited just to open up this conversation and actually let everybody pick the brains of those who have done it and are doing it. And so this is volume 1. I look forward to volume 2, volume 3, and the scalability of this is really what's exciting for me. This is very much a project from my heart to be able to continue throughout the ages. And it's a lot of fantastic team that helps me day-to-day produce this. And so it's an entire other company, you know, that exists alongside me making a living as an artist. But I'm excited to see it grow, and I really hope it does. This first release is going to be fantastic here this winter.
Yes. Oh, I know it will be. That is so cool. When that comes out, we'll definitely promote it on all of our websites and all that, because I think a lot of people will love it. So I'll definitely.
I appreciate that very much. Yeah, we have the same target market here with my demographics and yours, so I appreciate that very much.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm very excited about it. You have a lot of really cool things going on, and everything is just on your website. I mean, you have so many cool things. You also have a Shop Adley's Closet and Shopping at the Adley's Collection on your page. Can you tell everyone about that? Because your clothes are just incredible. And when I seen that, my jaw dropped. I was like, seriously,
oh my
gosh. She has that? It's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I need you then, because I have all of these clothes sitting in bags that I need to posting up there. And I got to be better about, like, shipping, like, putting this stuff up there. But I do. It's an app called Poshmark, P-O-S-H-M-A-R-K, Poshmark.com and Poshmark app. And you can post what's in your closet, post it for sale. So it's like Plato's Closet, only you can post anything. And you can just shop each other's closets. It's fantastic. So I invite users to shop my closet. And I need to be much better about putting things up there, because I literally have bags waiting to be put up there. But I'm hoping to get to that very soon. So come shop my closet, and definitely stay in touch on Facebook and Twitter. Everything is at Adley Stump. It's A-D-L-E-Y, Stump, like a tree. So I definitely invite all of you to come join me and be a part of the story and be a part of the conversation.
Yes, do it, everybody. Do it. Please make sure. And, you know, you're very great about, you know, updating your Twitter. You're on Twitter, of course. And it's verified, it's her, it's easy, it's very, very easy, but I thought that was, like, the coolest thing ever, so I just wanted to mention it, and hopefully people bookmark your page so people could, like, constantly see the new products that come up. I definitely did that.
I love it.
So, yes, I definitely did that.
Thank you so much. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with me this Friday night, and I hope we get to do it again soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. We will definitely have you back on. So how about we play the last song of the night here, because we are running out of time. So how about we play Like This? And also, I know that there is a music video for this, and it's on your website, right? People check
absolutely,
check out.
Absolutely, yeah. It's on the front page.
Yes, so it's very easy to get to. Awesome. So everyone, please make sure you check it out. Here is Like This by Adley Stump, and thank you so much for coming on the show. We really appreciated it.
I appreciate you, Josie. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Talk to you real soon, all right? Have a great night.
Yes, ma'am. Take care.
Take care. That was Adley Stump, everybody. Bye. Woohoo. Love it. Love it. That was Adley Stump, and now let's play her song, Like This. Here we go. Check it out, everybody.
Does she ever show you? you like this.
Like This by Adley Stump. And remember, check out her website, adleystump.com. And the music video is like right there for it. And everything that we talked about tonight is all on there. Her closet is on there. Everything is on there. It's the coolest thing ever. So please make sure you go there to check everything out of Adley Stump. Now, I have some things that I really want to talk to. I want to get to all of it. So I'm very, very excited and pleased to mention that I have been given the honor of being one of the featured women and participating authors in a book called Ariel Rising. And I'm super, super, super proud to have been included in this project where I got to write my own little story of what, you know, what I do, you know, how I help others, and so many amazing, amazing things that I really got to put in this book. It was very, very exciting, and, you know, it's just very, very amazing. There's so many amazing women in this book, and I'm just so proud to be a part of it. So please make sure you guys check it out. It's on Barnes & Noble online. If you go online, you know, the Barnes & Noble store online, you can type that in Google and it'll pop up. And then just type in Ariel Rising, and it's super, super easy to do, and you can buy it there. And also, if you want it signed, you know, autographed by me, then all you have to do is contact me. All you have to do is email josie@josieshow.com. And I'll tell you how to do it. So if you want an autographed copy, then make sure to email me, josie@josieshow.com. But other than that, it's on Barnes & Noble. It'll be on Amazon. So please check that out, Ariel Rising. And if you go on my page, I've been talking all about it. So it's very, very easy to do. So, yes. Also, I wanted to talk a little bit about my 24/7 licensed country music radio station. I want to talk a little bit about it because for the new listeners out there, that it's the first time that they're hearing about this. I want to let you all know what it's about. So we play the best mix of all this country from signed and independent artists. We have a really, really great mix of all that is country just on this one station. So you can hear us and check out what is going on, including station contests. We have a lot of really, really fun things that happen at our website, countryblastradio.com, countryblastradio.com. And since we're worldwide on Live 365, you could hear us on live365.com and just search in the search bar Country Blast Radio, and I'll pop up. And you'll see me in my little cowgirl hat. It's black, so you'll know exactly which one I am, just in case there's other cowgirl hats happening. But, yes, I'm easily found. And then you can make us your preset, so it's just like, you know, click a button, and then super, super easy, and then it comes right to us. So you can take us on the go with us, with you. And also, you can download the free Live 365 app on your iPhone or Droids. By searching Country Blast Radio within the app, Live 365 app. And, yes, and then you can make us our preset there, too. You can make a preset there, too, and then it's super, super easy. We can go with you every single step of your day, and you can hear our amazing, amazing music that we play on there. And it's amazing. And you can hear us in the car outside for your barbecue, at work, shopping, party, you know, bar mitzvah. It doesn't matter. You can hear us everywhere. You can hear us at all of your events. And I really hope you do, because it's a lot of fun. We have a really great big mix of all that is country. So if you're a country fan, then you will definitely enjoy what we have on our station that we play. And if also you would like to advertise on Country Blast Radio or become a sponsor of The Josie Show, please contact our executive producer, Tina, by email at Tina, T-I-N-A, at josieshow.com, or by phone at 331-442-5833. That number again is 331-442-5833. And there isn't a better time to spend your advertisement dollars than on radio, and you can get worldwide attention to your business, and it goes to The Josie Show and Country Blast Radio. You can get a, you know, price of one on both of our pages there, and it's just great for online businesses or those with multiple locations. We do it all. So please make sure to check that out if that's something that you are interested in, and remember, just contact Tina, tina@josieshow.com. Yes. Now, a little bit more of an announcement. I am very, very excited. I am part of the Reverb Nation family, everybody. I know everybody could, you know, be in shock, because I think I had a page a long time ago when our show was, like, a different show and people were confused. So I was like, you know what, we got to take that one down. We have to, you know, put up a music page for myself, because my second CD is coming. It's on its way. So my second single. Sorry about that. Hopefully a album in the future as well. That's a for sure. But my second single is a coming. So we had to make this Reverb Nation, and it is reverbnation.com/JosiePasentino2. Now, I don't exactly know why it added a 2 after my name on Reverb Nation, but hey, I don't even know how that happened, but it's all right. So that is reverbnation.com/Josie, J-O-S-I-E, and then Pasentino, P-A-S-S-A-N-T-I-N-O, 2, the number 2. So please make sure you check us out on Reverb Nation. I have my single on there. I have my debut single on there, Teenage Girl, and my second single will be coming, like I said, so we'll be having it on there as well. You can check it out, you know, my debut single, Teenage Girl. You can buy it and check it out and spread the word about it, whatever you would like. We have all that information on there, so I hope you check that out. Now, also, I wanted to give a special thank you to CMG Radio and Fishing Country Now, Cowgirl Divas Radio, and NBRN.FM for re-airing the Josie Show episodes weekly. I really appreciate all of you for doing that. It's just incredible. And thank you all so much for the support of our show. And also, coming up on August 24th, we will be heard on UK Radio at www.vapingcloudradio.co.uk, vapingcloudradio.co.uk. And you will be able to hear us on Sundays at 9 a.m. GMT time, and again on Tuesdays at 10 p.m. GMT. And we will also be aired weekly on V Radio Nashville on Thursdays. We will have time details on that pretty soon. So a special thank you to those two stations for adding on the Josie Show. That is super exciting. Thank you all so much. We really appreciate it, and I love it. And I also wanted to thank everyone again for our two nominations in the Independent Country Music Association Awards for 2014. And I had to put the, you know, emphasis for association. I had to do that. It fits. And we were nominated for both Most Indie-Friendly Radio Show, and I was nominated for Most Indie-Friendly DJ. And it's just an incredible honor, and we're very, very thankful for all of you. And I understand the winners will be announced in September, so fingers crossed, fingers, toes, everything is just, you know, completely crossed. So, yes, I hope maybe we'll take it home, but even if we don't, I am just super excited I was nominated. I think that is the coolest thing, so thank you all so much. And our next special edition episode is on Monday, August 11th, with Janelle Arthur, who you may have seen, may have recognized on American Idol, I believe season 12, I'm pretty sure, and she was, you know, she was on the top there. So that's going to be very, very exciting. So I'm excited to talk to Janelle Arthur. So remember, that's Monday, August 11th for our Josie Show special edition. Now, I know we have some, our VIP members, but I also know that we have a new VIP member that joined our little family. So I'm going to bring the mic over to Tina here. So please take it away. Who is our new VIP, and let us know what our VIPs are doing.
Well, I am so excited because we do have a brand new VIP member. So we want to welcome to our family Kenny Charlotte. He has been a guest before. He is going to be an upcoming guest again, and we couldn't be more thrilled to have him. Let me tell you just a quick blurb here about what's happening with him. First off, you can find him at his website, KennyCharlotte.com. That's K-E-N-N-Y. He spells his last name S-C-H-A-R-L-A-T-T. So that's how you're going to find him, KennyCharlotte.com. If you forget that, just go to our Josie Show, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find his picture and his clickable link right there. So some exciting news. He has recently opened up for Cole Swindell, which I know was extra exciting and fabulous for him. We have added his new single to Country Fest Radio, and he does already have another song charting, and we've got tons of his music up there playing. But just so that you know, Talkin' Dirty is now on Country Blast Radio. It was added to rotation last night, so it is rocking. Make sure you tune in and take a listen. Just so you know, his EP is now available. It's called Crank It Up and Get Loud. We've been waiting for that for a little bit. We are so excited it's out, and it is available for digital. Anyway, cancel with your music. We probably should make sure before I just keep talking. That's funny. Oh, you hear me? Okay, good. I don't know what happened. Maybe I disappeared. All right.
Okay, that was really scary. I don't know if some haunting stuff is happening here, but
okay,
we got to get
what
the
did I set. Tell you about pressing buttons?
I didn't touch anything. I
that really scared me.
The computer. What happened?
You muted yourself.
No, I didn't. I'm looking at it right here. I was nowhere near mute. So not really quite sure what the deal is, but what is the last thing
yeah,
you heard?
Just blame Toby.
Info out. What is the last thing you heard so I can get all the info out?
Well, talk fast. Do it again.
Oh, goodness. Basically, Kenny Charlotte is our new VIP member.
Is that the last thing you heard? I've been talking for like 10 minutes. Okay. Here's the deal. Kenny Charlotte is our new VIP member. You can find him at KennyCharlotte.com, and his last name is spelled S-C-H-A-R-L-A-T-T. He has got a brand new EP out, and you can find it at his website. It's called Crank It Up and Get Loud, and it is available for digital download. If you forget where to find Kenny or how to spell his name, just go to the Josie Show page, click on the VIP membership tab, and you will find his picture and his clickable link right there, and it'll take you right to his site, and you can pick up the EP and get all the information you want on him. And his music is playing on Country Blast Radio as well. All right, let's keep going, and stop me if you can't hear me. Okay. About our other VIP members as well. We have got Tim Garman, who you can find at timgarmanmusic.com. Vince Anthony, I hear that he has new music coming. That's the rumor. So you can find him at vinceanthonyonline.com. If you have not went to Vince Anthony's Facebook page yet, yeah, it's going to be worth a visit. I think you need to stop there. Type in Vince Anthony in the search bar and pull him up and make sure you friend him and give him a like, and it'll be worth the visit. All right, next, Larry J. Massey. You can find him at reverbnation.com/Larry Massey. Wayne Jacobs, you can find him at waynejacobs.co, that's .co at the end. Brad Howard, make sure you go ahead and you check out Brad Howard. You can find him at facebook.com/Brad Howard Music, and he does also have a show coming up, so I want to make sure that I mention this to you as well. Let's see here. All right, so Brad Howard and the Country Hearts Band, Saturday, August 9th, tomorrow, from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m., he is going to be at the ZFW Post 1970, which is located at 7220 Charlotte Pike in Nashville. So make sure you go there to see him. It is open to the public. There is a 50-50 raffle that's going on, but you must be present to win. So make sure you go down there and you check out Brad Howard and the Country Heart Band. If you forget that information, you'll find it on Facebook under Brad Howard's page. You'll also find it under Josie's page. In a few minutes, I'll be sharing it on the Josie Show page for Facebook as well. So all the details will be there for you, so you don't miss a thing. All right, next, Rick Seaman. You can find him at facebook.com/rick.seaman.3. Frazier Newcomb, make sure you find him at FrazierNewcomb.com. And I want to go back here and take a quick little look because he has got some show happening too. Frazier Newcomb and the Down East Trio, along with Step Dancers, they will be at Shelbourne Exhibition this Saturday, tomorrow at a 2 p.m. show. And an 8 p.m. show, so make sure you go out there and enjoy. That is near Nova Scotia. All right, now let's get back to it here. Lace Whitworth. You can find Lace at lacewhitworth.com. He has just had his song Tomboy released to Music Row Radio just last month, so we are very proud of him. And he still holds the number one song with Tomboy on country's last radio charts as well. Mark Wildman, you can find his music and his art at markwildman.com. Next, we have Will Sterling. You can find him at facebook.com/wsterlingmusic. Make sure you check him out. Next, Lisa Skinner. You can find her at facebook.com/lisa.skinner.739. And again, we mentioned our brand new VIP member, Kenny Charlotte, who you can find at kennycharlotte.com. So if you forget where to find them, all you have to do is go to josieshow.com, click on the VIP membership tab. You will see all of their lovely pictures along with all of their clickable links that will take you straight to their sites. Make sure that you also like their pages for music, friend them, get to see what they're doing on a daily basis. So it's certainly well worth it. All right, Josie. Back to you. You know what? Let's mention also, let's talk a little bit about Jesse Hudson. Do you want me to talk about Jesse Hudson real quick while I'm on the line?
Yes, you have the information right in front of you. So please make sure you let everybody know what is going on with our dear friend Jesse Hudson, whom we love so much. He is a dear friend of ours. So please explain what is going on and how we can help him.
Absolutely. If you go to the Josie Show and you click on our outreach tab, you'll see some of the different things that we've been involved in or are involved in, and one of them is very important and near and dear to our heart. Jesse Hudson is a country music singer, and he has been on our show multiple times. He is a dear friend of the show and of us personally, and he is battling cancer right now. He is a young man with a young family, and we need to give him some help with surgeries, procedures, medicine, shots, whatever it is that he needs. So whatever you can do to help donate, please donate directly to him so he gets the money and he can take care of his medical needs immediately. So if you could just PayPal to jjhmusician@yahoo.com. Again, that's jjhmusician@yahoo.com. If you forget any of that information or you want to help out in any way, please just go to josieshow.com, click on the outreach tab, and you'll be able to find his email to email him directly, either through PayPal or to message him, you know, through regular email. You can send us a message if you have something that you'd like to ask, and we'll make sure to pass that information along. All right, Josie, back to you now.
Yes. Thank you very much for letting us know what's going on with our VIP members and also our newest VIP member, Kenny Charlotte. We really, really appreciate it. And also for letting us know what's going on with our dear friend, Jesse Hudson. So, yes, thank you very much for sharing that information with us. And thank you all so much for tuning in to the Josie Show tonight. I had a blast chatting with my wonderful guest, whom I've talked with tonight.
Hey, Josie.
Yes.
For your 250th birthday, because you're so old, I got you a present.
Okay. What would be the present?
It's in your shoes.
Uh-huh. Thank you very much. I very much appreciate it. I feel like my 250th... Yeah. I feel like I...
I feel like my 250th episode wouldn't be complete without having pudding in my shoes. Thank you very much, Peanut. Yes. Anywho, I am very excited that I got to chat with Jimmy Miles, Steve Morris and the Mighty Ones, and Adley Stump. And I hope you all check them out at all of their pages, all of their Twitter, Facebooks, websites. Check out all of their music that we got to play tonight. And thank you all so much for tuning into the show. And let me put on my producer one last time here. Hello.
Hello. You know what I was thinking? I was thinking since it's your 250th birthday, and, you know, since it's the birthday and all that stuff, and, you know, you got the new Rebirth Nation going on, you're hearing a new book we're going to be talking about, you know, a little later on online. You got all these great things happening. I'm thinking that we should end the show with your song tonight.
Really?
I'm just feeling it. I'm feeling a little teenage girl right now. Maybe it's, you know, just the looking back because that was, you know, multiple years ago. And you're not too looking at the anymore, but you're still very cute.
Thank you.
Tina, you got to fix your microphone because you kind of sound like a squirrel in a blender.
Woo! I didn't even have to do sound effects and I sound like a squirrel. Yeah! Now I should make all kinds of sounds. All right, so let's do that.
All right. That sounds
good. Wait. I just drank a beer. You're sounding better.
Well, there you go. That's positive. But, yes, let's play my single, Teenage Girl, and I hope you guys really enjoy it. This was in 2012 when I recorded it. Okay. So it was recorded in 2012 when I was 16 years old, I believe. Yeah, 16 years old. And I hope you guys like it. It's a very motivational song, basically encouraging everybody that it doesn't matter what age you are, you could follow your dreams and do whatever your heart desires. So I hope you guys enjoy it and it speaks to you. And please check it out. And please watch for my next single that is going to be coming out. It is called Practice Boyfriend. And, yes, it's as funny as it sounds. No, I'm kidding. It's going to be good. It's going to be good. I promise you. So here is my debut single from 2012, Teenage Girl. Here it is. I hope you guys enjoy it, and I hope you all have a great night. Good night, everybody. Mwah! Enjoy Teenage Girl. Bye.